This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Fabio Pigoli. How are you, Fabio?
I'm fine, thank you, Chris.
Excellent. Very Italian voice there, so you're an Italian?
Yes, I'm really Italian, so, and also I'm a good singer, so you can hear my special voice.
Right, I might get you to sing out on the
yes,
end.
Yes, I can sing something for you.
All right, so you're the editor-in-chief of Wine Meridian, which is a magazine designed to help people export wines from Italy.
Yes, it's a web magazine specialized in international wine market. So we try to explain to the Italian wineries how to export, how to meet importers and distributors. We organize as well some events B2B in the world to add the matching between the producer and the seller.
Okay. What we're going to talk about today is not Wine Meridian. We might touch on that next week. But we're going to talk about wine people.
Yeah.
And wine people is, well, you describe what wine people is.
Yes, Wine People is a company, is a kind of spin-off from Wine Meridian that now has got more or less 5 years. And it was born to help the wineries to find out, to recruit some people like a wine export manager, wine director in the marketing area, but also hospitality manager, because now at the moment one of the main problems for the Italian winery is to find out people specialized mainly in the marketing and commercial area. So we try to help them in the best way.
And that's specifically for Italian people in Italy, or is it for Italian companies anywhere in the world?
Yeah, it's for Italian company anywhere in the world. Also, we try also to find out, let's say, residence manager also outside Italy for the people, for the wineries, Italian wineries that are looking some professional also in Asia, in North America, everywhere in the world. Because after many years where the Italian wineries there is really involved in the production, so to produce in a better quality, now the main problem, the main issue and the goal they want to achieve is to find out the people they can help them to sell better, to have a good image. And I believe that is the reason also why we do a lot of training, because it's not easy to find at the moment many professional people that can be able to help in a right way the Italian wineries now in Italy and in the world as well.
Okay. So what I want to do is talk a wee bit about if I was a budding wine person wanting to get into the wine trade, or maybe I've got some experience in the wine trade, how I can access that. But the roles that you seem to be looking for are marketing and sales type roles. Is that why is that? Why not sort of winemaking or cellar rats? Or,
Yeah, but because normally in the technical part, like enologists, agronomists, it's quite easy to find out many professionals and people that they are well prepared in this kind of area, because the university is perfect. There are many in Italy university in enology and agronomy. So it's quite easy for the wineries to find out people professional in this area. It's much more difficult to find professional people in the area like commercial and marketing communication, because there are not many universities, they are doing that. And also, sometimes it's too academic. So, but when you are involved in the commercial and marketing communication, you must be more prepared also in something that I don't want to say more practical. You already have experience to do that. And there are not so many teachers, they coming from the wineries, from the company. So we try now to help the people, the young people mainly also, to be prepared also in that area. And it takes time. We try also to involve people that maybe now they are working in some other area, maybe, I don't know, for in the food area, not maybe specializing wine, but we believe that it can be a good idea also to contaminate, because the, otherwise, if you are too much specialized only in wine, maybe you don't have new idea. Mm-hmm. And there is a reason why we try to involve some other professional in some other area to bring them into the wine business.
Okay, so what are the sort of key, sort of top roles that people are looking for, that you are looking for?
This is a good question. First of all, we are looking for people that are many curious. The curiosity is the key. The wine, many people come to us, they say, I have a lot of passion about wine, I like to travel, so I can be a perfect export manager. I mean, this is good, because if you have passion and if you like travel, of course, it can be a good skill also to be a good export manager. But at the same time, first of all, you must have the curiosity to understand what does it mean to produce wine. What does it mean to be a winery? What does it mean the real aspect of the wine market? The wine market, the evolution of the wine market, the last 10 years, there was a revolution. So it takes really time to understand. So it's not enough to have passion, which is good. It's not enough to have to like to travel. But you must be also really aware about the difficulties now there is in the wine business. It's a beautiful area, but you must have a lot of curiosity and you must have a lot of competence to be involved in this kind of work of business.
What does a wine export manager do?
Yeah, first of all, you must be aware that in Italy, the 85% of the wineries are family business. Yeah. So are small wineries that sometimes the export manager of the small wineries is obliged to do many things, because they haven't got any kind of back office, so you must be prepared many times, also the brochure, the technical sheets. So you have to prepare also all the back office. There is not a big company that prepare for you everything. It must be prepared also in communication, because sometimes it must be a wine ambassador. It's not only involved in the commercial thing, but also in communication. Mostly of the time is spent, of course, around the average of the export manager we saw in Italy. They spend between 150 to 200 days abroad in the world. So it must be really also strong, because it's not easy to stay so much time outside your country, outside your family. Now it's essential in the wine business to have a kind of personality that for you is easy to build a relationship. Because also now in the digital area, but the wine, you are selling the wine on the ground. So you must be able to build a relationship. The relationship is the key of the selling wine. Without a relationship, it's very difficult to sell wine. It's not enough to have a good wine. It's not enough to have a good image. But really, you must be able to build a good relationship on the ground, on the field.
So it sounds like an export manager is what I would call like a sales rep. They're traveling around clients, meeting clients, developing clients, and giving the client the communication that they need to be able to sell the product effectively.
Exactly. Now the export manager is something between, of course, some specializing in the commercial stuff, but also is a person that is really able also to communicate and also to explain how to promote, how to sell the product. It's like we say the communication consultancy. So it's not enough to be prepared in the product to explain all the characteristics of the product, but you have also to give to your importer, to your distributor, your client also the keys on communication, how to sell in a better way your product, which is not easy, but is essential to do it, because now the market is so competitive. There are so many brands. Last year, just to give you, Chris, an example, in Italy, we sell more than 3 billion of different labels in DOP wines in the world. So how you can be recognized in such a mess is a nightmare in some way. Yeah. So an export manager must be able to find out the right key to be visible, recognizable in a such big market.
I talked to a lot of, I suppose, the export managers, and some of them, particularly if you're at the premium end, a lot of them sort of focus on high-end restaurants, that sort of thing. And sometimes when you look at job applications, not that I spend a lot of time looking at job applications, but when you do, they almost want you to have the pre-relationship first, because that means it's getting through the door in the first place can be the hard bit. Yeah. Would having relationships first be a really handy thing, or is it an essential thing?
If you are able, first of all, to build a good relationship, it's much easier after also to bring inside also the right contents. If you are, if you are shy, if you have a problem with the relationship, it's what we call the soft skill. The soft skills sometimes are more important than the hard skill. Because the hard skill, okay, you can study. Of course, you must study, because it's not easy to understand all the different contents about the wine, because it's really not easy. But it can be more simple. But if you are not really also able to build also the your skill in a relationship, it becomes very difficult to sell the wine. Because an export manager, a commercial in general, he spend 85% of his professional life to share experience with some clients. And sometimes when you have to go enter to a restaurant, the people, the wine manager there, is not so happy to see you. Yeah. Mostly of the time. So you have to really, we say that the most difficult thing for an export manager is to handle the 90% of no you receive every day. It's very easy to be able to catch, handle with the yes. Because when some people say to you, yes, it's very easy. I'm happy, so I can do everything. But 90% on the restaurant, but everywhere when you are selling something, they say, no, I'm not interested. Yeah. So you must be very strong to handle this, and also to try to build a relationship, to understand what's your person in front of you, your client, is looking for.
One of the things that in our business, we get people approaching us a lot, which export managers, etc., because we run wine events. So we get through a reasonable amount of wine, not as much as, say, a big restaurant, but, a reasonable amount of wine. And people approach us, and I always say to them, look, we look at our suppliers in mid-December, because our business gets quiet from mid-December onwards. And, they contact me in March, and I say, look, just call me. I'm not interested now, but call me in mid-December, and I'll have a conversation then. And I would say 1 in 10 calls me in December, less than 1 in 10. They just don't – when I'm open to the invitation, they're not around. So there's also a bit of, diary management as well and things like that.
Yeah, this is very important, because sometimes it's much more important the follow-up of the first relationship, because at the beginning maybe you don't have a good answer for you. But it's very important, it's essential that a good export manager, but everybody involved in the commercial staff, is to understand the needs of the client, because sometimes it's not ready now, but can be ready after 3 months, after 1 year, sometimes after 3 years. For example, we organize a lot of B2B events around the world. And if you see the redemption of that B2B, maybe only the 20% of the producer or the export manager are there, they build immediately a good business. The other 80%, they go home quite upset. They say, oh, it was not helpful for me, for my company. But the manager that they are able to do a good follow-up, so to write down all the needs they achieve at that moment, they can build a good business after 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. So it's the first, another important key of the export manager or all the people involved in the commercial staff is to be patient and to listen. Because some people are more involved, are more afraid about talking, and they keep talking, but they don't listen. Mm. The first key is to listen to your client. When you understand better your clients, I believe that you have much more opportunity to become a good wine export manager, a good commercial professional, but in everything. Now we need to be more listener guy than to talking guys.
Okay, so one of the things you said earlier was that you spend a third of your time overseas. Do Italian export managers need to reside in Italy, or is this, would it be better to have one based in the United States or the UK or wherever it is that you're trying to sell the wine?
Yeah, at the moment it's becoming year by year more important to have people that are able to live outside the country for many times. So it's the reason why also now we are trying to prepare export manager that they live in the States, in China, in Asia, everywhere, and they spend most of their time there. Till some years ago, maybe it was enough to have an export manager that he keep traveling between Italy and the States, Italy and China, Italy and Japan. Now, I believe that it's what we call the presidium of the market. So you must stay there. Because in the market now, the situation is changing faster. I go, for example, to the States every 2 months, and all the time I find something different. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Till 10 years ago, more or less, I went there once a year, but it was, I don't want to say everything the same, but it was much more similar. But now the situation is changing a lot. The market is in keeping in constantly evolution. So you need people that stay there. You need also people that understand the culture of that area.
Yeah.
And if you don't live there, it's more difficult. For example, Asia now is a new market, are wonderful, but mostly of the time they have a culture, a lot of difference. So it's much easier to find out a professional, a person that is a resident manager there. So he knows all the people, and they knows also the culture. They know how to relationship with this kind of person.
Okay. We talked about export managers. What other roles are there that you think are important?
There are some other, of course.
Is the export manager the main role, though?
Yeah. At the moment, the export managers, let's say, is the main professional person that the wineries are looking for. Mm-hmm. But there are some other important, like, for example, in communication area. With the digital revolution, many wineries, they are looking for a digital manager. The problem of digital communication that is not only a problem of the which kind of social media you are using, but it's also a problem of which kind of contents you have to put in a new social media. And this is a problem. Because mostly of the producer are good in a social media, they are really able to communicate in the right way. Sometimes they can't use in a right way the social communication, the digital communication. If you see, we did a survey a couple of years ago, and more than 75% of the website of the Italian wineries were not so good, so we're not so able to communicate in the right way or the right identity of their wineries. So this is a big problem. Another important professional person they are looking for, the wineries now, is the hospitality manager, because the wine tourism is becoming year by year more important. But to be a good winery in wine tourism, you need a hospitality manager. People that they know what to do in the wineries, how to be good in hospitality, how to be good in good communication and presentation, to recognize the clients are coming. Sometimes they do the same things. It doesn't matter. In front of me, I have a sommelier, a wine journalist, or a normal people. So it is important now to have a hospitality manager. It's a good in organization, in communication, but also in some time also in it might be also a psychologist to understand which kind of people you have in front of you. Of course, another important profession they are looking for are also manager agents for the Italian market, because we must sell wines also in our country, not only abroad.
Overseas. Yeah, okay. And top tips for someone looking to get a role with an Italian company overseas, not necessarily in Italy, because most of my listeners are in America and the UK. Yeah. What sort of things would you recommend they do?
First of all, to try to know the Italian wineries. For example, when we go to some fair, some exhibition, wine exhibition around the world, I'm quite surprised that there are not so many people in Asia, but also in North America, they come to visit the Italian wineries and to ask them if they need someone to help them to introduce them in their market. Because, first of all, I believe that they will be surprised, because I'm sure many Italian wineries that will be happy to find something, some person that can be able to help them, to introduce them in their country. Of course, if you want to help the Italian wineries, you must know better them. So, first of all, also is to come and to spend some months in Italy also to know better how the Italian wineries are producing wine in our country. And as I told before, you must be aware that are mostly of them family business. So it can be a good idea. I know we already introduced many of them in some Italian wineries. Some of them, they are working for not only one winery, but maybe for five or six wineries. But must be also wineries that in some way they can combine between each other.
So similar market.
Yeah, similar market, similar positioning. Maybe are organic wineries or natural wineries or maybe some other kind. But there must be coherence between them.
Yeah. How important for you guys is having Italian language skills?
Yeah, it's important, but not so essential.
Oh, really? I thought it would be like number one.
No, it's important, but it's not so essential, because if your job is working outside Italy, it's much more important that you know very well the language about your clients.
Yeah.
Because fortunately now in Italian wineries, with the new generation, for example, English is becoming a normal language also for a young producer. So if you ask me that question maybe 15, 10, 20 years ago, I'd say Italian is very essential, because maybe mostly of the Italian producers, they didn't speak very well English. Now, I believe with the English is a language that you can achieve and share experience and knowledge with Italian wineries as well. Of course, if you can able to speak Italian, it's much easier also to understand better and to enter better in the identity of the wineries. But believe me now, it's very important to know the language of the country. In some country, I just came back, for example, from Asia, from Vietnam, and from Korea, and in Russia as well, they didn't speak very well English.
Yeah.
So another important thing that now we are looking also some resident manager in Asia, especially in new market, that maybe they can able to speak the language of that specific country, which is coming not so easy, because we are trying, for example, now to find out a resident manager in China. But it's not easy to find people that can understand English, Italian, Chinese as well.
Yeah, finding that right person. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and the last thing is, what websites or places would someone go if they were looking for a role as an Italian export manager? Where would you steer them to look at?
Yeah, we have two websites, which is winemeridian.com and winepeople.com, that both they put now also in English some recruitment for the winery, so it's possible to find out this kind of opportunity. But at the same time, we receive a lot of curriculum from everywhere in our website, Wine Meridian and Wine People, that can some people that are looking to work in the Italian wineries and to do experience in Italy, but also they can do experience outside Italy to help them in the export management. They really can send us an email and we will be happy, because really at the moment many wineries, they are looking for people like them.
Fabulous. All right, Fabio, I think we'll wrap it up there. Really interesting. Thank you very much for your time.
It was really a pleasure for me.